so many miles, stayed on the road.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of Jesus Christ our Lord. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew. Last time we stopped at Matthew chapter 26, verse 68. And then we will be continuing from there. So we see, people of God, the word of God tells us that they had now come and they had arrested Jesus. So we see they arrested Jesus and they took him away. And we see they spat on him. The word said they beat him, they mocked him, they jeered him. And in verse 68, we see the word said, saying, prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you? So we see that they treated our master with such disdain. They hated him without a cause, people of God. And they spat on him, they mocked him, they jeered him, they struck him. And we see, people of God, the word tells us in Hebrews 12:3, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls, lest you become weary and faint and give up in your minds. So we don't want to be people who give up. But consider what Christ has gone through for us, so that we also will remember that we are going to go through as well. But we, in all of this, we must remember that if we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him. So we are going to be continuing from verse 69 this week, and we are going to pray and begin. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your love towards us. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, O God, for enabling us to be here at this time to hear your word. O God, how precious is your word to us. How sweet is your word to us. It's sweeter than honey, O God, to our lips. So we just thank you right now, O God, Almighty Lord, that as your word come forth this evening, that your people, O God, will come with an intention to hear, O God, and to obey your word. Father God, we pray, O God, for obedience among us as your people, that we will not just be hearers, but doers of your word. Have your mercy upon us, we pray. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you will guide us into all truth, O God, and bring to our memory your word, O God Almighty, so that we can walk in victory daily, walk as children of light, walk, O God Almighty, Lord, honoring your name, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you again for this privilege to hear your word. O mighty God, help us not to be forgetful hearers, but help us to walk, O God Almighty, Lord God, in the light of your word, living each day, O God Almighty, Lord, a life of victory, because we are living according to your word. So we thank you for those that are saved. Thank you, O God, for those that are not yet saved, that they will be saved. For it is your will, O God Almighty, Lord, that no man perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we just thank you for the souls that will be coming home to you, Jesus. And we bless you and give you praise, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we continue from verse 69 of Matthew 26. So we see we are going to be looking at Peter's denial of Jesus. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him saying, you also were with Jesus of Galilee. So a servant girl pointed out Peter that you were also with Jesus. Remember, Jesus was now in the judgment hall. And Peter now was sitting outside in the courtyard. And somebody was pointing out Peter that he was with Jesus. You also were with Jesus of Galilee. Look on verse 70 of Matthew 26. The word said, but he denied, Peter denied, he denied it before them and all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he had gone out, verse 71 said, when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, this fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But verse 72 said, but again, he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. So Peter, trying to prove that he truly didn't know Jesus, he denied Jesus with an oath. He took an oath. He swore that I don't know the man. I don't know him. And people of God, remember how binding an oath was in those days. So if you take an oath, somebody will believe that you truly don't know him. So he made an oath. He swore. He denied with an oath, the Bible said, I do not know the man. But look at verse 73 of Matthew 26. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, surely you also are one of them, for your speech betray you. You also are one of them, for your speech betray you. So we see Peter spoke Galilean, and Jesus was also from Galilee. They spoke the same language. His speech gave him away. His speech confirmed his identity. People of God, our speech must confirm our identity with Jesus Christ. Our speech must confirm our identity with Jesus Christ. We must identify with him. We must bear his image. Our speech must be seasoned with salt, bringing grace to the hearer. People of God, we have to understand this. Peter's speech denied him. He spoke the same language like Jesus. What language are we speaking as God's people? Are we speaking the language of the kingdom? So we are called, people of God, to confirm our identity in Christ with the way we speak, with what comes from our mouth. Is what comes from us, people of God, that will defile us. Not what goes in, what comes from us. What is coming from out of our mouth. So we as God's people have to understand that we must not deny Jesus. For sometimes our speech deny him. What we are saying is contrary to his word. What we are saying is contrary to his will. So we as God's people have to understand we are called to speak the language of the kingdom. We are called to speak, people of God, as children of light. We are called to speak as those who know Jesus. Then others will know that we truly know him and follow him. Look at verse 74 of Matthew 26. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately, a rooster crowed. People of God, listen to what happened. Somebody has pointed Peter again. This is the third time now they pointed him out. But he said, I do not know the man. I don't know Jesus. Immediately, the word said, a rooster crowed. So we see people of God, Peter, a follower of Jesus Christ, started cursing and swearing, desiring, denying. He denied that he knows Jesus. The rooster crowed immediately. So the words of Jesus, people of God, ring true in Peter's ears. The words of Jesus were now ringing in Peter's ears. The truth of God, Jesus' words were now ringing in Peter's ears. Let us read Matthew 26. Matthew 26, verse 34, people of God. Matthew 26, verse 34. The word of God tells us, Matthew 26, verse 34, Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me thrice. This night before the rooster crows, Peter, you will deny me three times. And this is what happened, people of God. Three times he denied Jesus before the rooster crowed. So we see, people of God, Jesus' word must come true. It has to come true. Jesus' word is truth. It must come true. So we see, people of God, that Peter remembered. The word said in verse 75 of Matthew 26. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. People of God, Peter was remorseful. Peter went out and he wept bitterly. He wept bitterly because he has denied his master. He has denied the Savior. People of God, Peter truly loved Jesus. Peter truly loved Jesus, people of God. But we have to understand that we cannot be overconfident as we continue on this Christian journey. People of God, when we are overconfident, we will not be fully guarded. We have to be fully guarded. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts. We have to be careful, people of God. Never think we stand lest we fall. So we have to know and understand and remember the life of Peter, this man of God. Love Jesus. When all the other disciples, when many of the other disciples turned back, Jesus said, will you also go away from me? He turned to the 12 and he said, will you also go away? Peter himself, the spokesman of the group, stood up and said, where else can we go? You have the word of eternal life, Jesus. So who else can we go to? Where else can we go? You have the word of eternal life. And people of God, we have to come to that place where our faith has become concrete. Where we know that we can't go nowhere else. We have no other source but Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, Peter went out and wept bitterly. He regretted that he didn't stand up for Jesus. He became, people of God, afraid for his life. If they take Jesus and arrested him and they know that he was a follower of Jesus, people of God, it's a possibility that they might also have taken him and killed him too. So people of God, he lost courage. Many of us lost courage on the journey and we start to talk nonsense. But God is saying to us, speak his word. Speak his word. Remember his word. Remember his word. Peter remembered after he denied Jesus. We want to remember before we deny him so that we don't deny him. We don't want to deny him, so we want to remember his word, people of God. And we see, people of God, the word of God tells us that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance the word that Jesus has spoken to us. So we want, people of God, to walk in close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Ask him to guard our hearts. Ask him to give us courage that we can stand firmly and stand in the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will not waver in our faith, but we will walk each day bringing honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ. We will walk as children of light, walk in the honor of his name, honoring his name with the life that we live, people of God. So we are going to turn to Luke's account. Luke's account of Peter's denial. Luke 22:54-62. The word of God says, having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed at a distance. Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them, and a certain servant girl seeing him as he sat by the fire looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him. But he denied him, saying, woman, I don't know him. And after a while another saw him and said, you also are of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean. So remember, people of God, in Matthew's gospel, they said that his speech betrayed him. So this man said, surely this fellow was also with him, for he is a Galilean. They said his speech betrayed him because he spoke Galilean. And Jesus also spoke Galilean. But we as God's people, people of God, must identify with Jesus by the words that we speak from our mouth. But look at verse 60. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying, man. Look on verse 61. Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. People of God, immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. That's still in verse 60. We go to 61 now. The word said, And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. In verse 61, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he has said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Before the rooster crows, Peter, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. Verse 62 said, Peter went out and wept bitterly. The Bible tells us, people of God, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. So what did Peter see in Jesus' eyes? None of us knows. And we don't want to speculate, people of God. But people of God, when Jesus turned and looked at him, Peter remembered. The word came back to him. People of God, when Jesus turned and looked at him, the word said, Peter, remember the word of the Lord, how he said, before the cock crows, Peter, you will deny me three times. People of God, can you imagine the look in Jesus' eyes? The look, people of God, which shows that he still loves Peter. So the word tells us Peter went out and wept bitterly. When we come to understand the love of Jesus, when we come to understand who he is, when we come to understand, people of God, that we must honor him day and night, our whole lifestyle must honor him. And when we dishonor him, people of God, it's going to hurt us badly. We're going to go out and weep bitterly. Many are weeping, people of God, not because they want to repent, but because they are sorrowful, because they dishonor the Holy One of Israel. So, people of God, we have to come to understand that we are called to honor Jesus. We are called to live a life that is true and holy, that his name will be honored here on earth. People of God, his name must be glorified, and his name is glorified in the lifestyle that we live as Christians. We are called to live a life of holiness, of righteousness, of faithfulness, living and bringing honor to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see Peter denied him, and Jesus turned and looked at him. Whatever was in Jesus' eyes, we don't know. But people of God, many of us can only say that, and we, as the word said, Peter remembered. So that look, people of God, brought back to his memory that what Jesus had said to him. But it was too late, people of God. He already denied Jesus. The cock crew, people of God, the cock crew before. And then Peter remembered that Jesus said, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me thrice. So we see also, people of God, in Luke 22:31-32. In Luke 22:31-32, the word of God tells us, in Luke 22:31-32, and the Lord said to him, the Lord spoke to Simon even before he denied him. The Lord spoke to him and said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But Jesus said in verse 32, but I have prayed for you, Simon. I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith should not fail. I have prayed for you, people of God. We must understand Jesus has prayed for us. Just as how he prayed for Peter. When we look in John 17, we see the high priestly prayer. He prayed for us. People of God, not that the Lord will take us out of this world, but that, people of God, we will be sanctified through his word. His word is truth. So we see Jesus said to Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me. So Jesus knew. He knows everything, people of God. Jesus knew that Peter would return to him. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. And we see, people of God, Peter returned to him. And we see the life of Peter after he was filled up with the Holy Ghost. We see in Acts 2, people of God, Peter preached his first sermon. And 3,000 people came to Jesus Christ. Peter was filled up with the Holy Spirit and with power. Peter didn't look back, people of God. Peter went and became a martyr for the cause of Christ. So we have to understand, when Jesus spoke here, Jesus said, when you return, Peter, when you return to me, When you are converted, another translation said, when you return to me, strengthen your brethren and people of God. When we read in the epistles of 1 and 2 Peter, he strengthened us with those words because he reminds us of his journey and how we should be sober. We should be vigilant, for the enemy, like a roaring lion, not a roaring lion, but like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. How do we resist him? How do we fight him? Being what? Steadfast in the faith. So we see, people of God, Peter strengthen us. Jesus said to him, Jesus knows everything. He knew what would happen. But he knew Peter would come back home. He knew Peter would come back to him. And he would be a force to reckon with. He couldn't deny Jesus again. He was filled up with the Holy Spirit and with power. The Holy Spirit was there to shield him, to guide him, and to lead him in the pathway of righteousness. So we see, people of God, he came to that state where he was now ready to die for the cause of Christ. This same Peter who denied him was now ready to die for the cause of Christ, people of God. And we see he wrote 1 and 2 Peter reminding us to remember that fiery trial is going to try us. But in all of these things, people of God, we must rejoice and remember that we will also be glorified with Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we have to understand, people of God, the word of our Lord. We must ask the Holy Spirit to bring to our memory the word Jesus has spoken to us so that, people of God, we can respond appropriately during the time of temptation. Many times, people of God, what happened to us is that after the temptation and after we succumb to the temptation, we yield to the temptation and we do things contrary to the will of God, that's when we remember the word of God. But we want to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to bring to our memory the word before we respond in the time of temptation. So we want to respond appropriately during the time of temptation. We want to respond according to the word of God. We want to respond. We want to remember Jesus' word and respond accordingly. Jesus did not wait until after the temptation to respond to the enemy. But he responded during the temptation with the word of God. How do we respond, people of God? And we can see in Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11. You can read that, Matthew 4, 1 to 11. Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, people of God. He was led of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the devil came, people of God. And the word reminds us that Jesus was so hungry after 40 days of fasting. The devil turned to him and said, Jesus, there's some stones here. Why don't you turn it to bread? And we see, people of God, Jesus, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we see, people of God, he was tempted in the three areas that we always are tempted in. And many times, people of God, if we are not fully fortified in these areas by the power of the Holy Ghost, we fall in these areas. People of God, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We see, people of God, the devil turned to him and said, why don't you bow down and worship me? And Jesus said, no, only God alone must be worshipped. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So we understand, people of God, Jesus, the devil took him to that high pinnacle and said, jump off, become that spectacle that people will know that you are the Son of God. Jump off this high pinnacle and others will know that you are the Christ, people of God. That's the pride of life. Jesus could go show off to say that he's the Son of God. But Jesus knows who he is. Jesus knows who he is. His identity was intact. He didn't have to show off to prove who he was. So he, people of God, the enemy comes with the word of God saying that the Lord will send angels to what? To guard him so that he does not hurt himself. He don't dash his foot against a stone. The devil himself quoted scriptures. The devil was quoting from Psalm 91. So we have to understand, people of God, to know when the devil trying to twist the word of God for his purpose. So we must know these things. But Jesus could not, because he's a perfect God-man, he's a Son of God, he could not succumb, he could not yield to the temptation of the devil. So we see people of God. So Jesus told the devil, don't test God. You shouldn't tempt the Lord your God. So we don't want to be people who don't understand how to walk this Christian walk. We need to walk, people of God, in the light of God's word and speak. It is written. Jesus spoke the word and said, it is written. And Jesus knew exactly where it was written. Jesus spoke, it is written, and leave us the perfect example that we must be victorious by quoting and by speaking the written word. It is written. God says so, it is so. So we have to understand the word of God and walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has given us. We must know the written word so we can fight the enemy and walk in victory. Know the word of God. Don't be speculating. Don't come with secondhand information. Know the word of God for yourself. So we see Jesus was victorious over the enemy with the word. Let us emulate Jesus. Let us emulate Jesus, people of God. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. And you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. We want to emulate Jesus. We want to copy him. Copy Jesus. The way, people of God, he was victorious over the enemy. We want to walk in that victory. We want to be victorious also over the enemy, people of God. And we can only be victorious when we wield the sword of the Spirit, offending the enemy and defending ourselves. So we have to come to understand that God has given us his arsenal. He has given us his word. Are we using it? Or are we using our own words? God is calling us to use the word of God. It is written. We must know that it is written. And we must know where it is written also. Sometimes the enemy goes as far as want to know where it is written. So we must also know where it is written. It is written. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that God is calling us to back to the Bible, back to the word of God, where we can fight the enemy with the word like Jesus Christ. Jesus said, emulate me, follow me. So we want to follow him and to do his will. So we, as God's people, are called to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. But we can fight, people of God. We can only fight using the arsenal that God has given us. Let us stay in the word and let us wield the sword of the Spirit. The word is offensive to the enemy, and it also defends us. So God bless you here this evening. And let us continue to walk by faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So let us hear God's word this evening and continue to walk in the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. God bless you here. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you that your word, O God Almighty Lord Jesus, will, O God Almighty Lord, defend us in this season, and we will be offensive, people of, as we come, oh God, each day with the word of God in our hearts. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that you will help us, oh God Almighty, to continue to be ambassadors for you, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We do not want to deny you, Jesus, but we want to honor you every day of our lives. Help us to walk, oh God, each day in honor of your great name. So we thank you and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the Lord is love.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.